Ahoy, K-Rock.
Hey, boy.
Is this, this Joffrey, isn't it?
Oh, who else would it be, brother man?
Yeah, brother man. What do you want? What?
I wasted a lot of years, just like you did, with the old ball and chain.
Stop comparing me and my life to yours. You were married, kind of. Most people would call it a beard. And she finally butched up and left you.
Yeah, she did. And, you know, I, quite honestly, spent a little time in crisis.
Yeah, I remember. And I remember when she left and you were in crisis. A lot of crying and whimpering.
And I want to talk directly to your listeners right now.
Oh, I wish you would.
You will never know the ways in which Stan was there for me.
I wasn't anywhere near you. Don't say that.
You know what you did.
What did I do?
You comforted me.
Don't even say those words in me. Comforted. I didn't comfort. I didn't comfort you. I didn't comfort nothing. I was never in any physical proximity to you ever, except when you got beat up at the Kiss show.
I don't think I was implying anything otherwise.
All right.
Know?
Well, it just sounds. The sound of it, Joffrey. Just sounds.
Stan made me feel good.
God.
Stan reminded me that life can be exciting.
Stop it! How can I show you life can be exciting?
Oh, just the playful banter.
Uh-huh.
You know, just guy stuff.
Stop it!
And I want to thank you for
you're
that.
Welcome. You're welcome. My producer here just brought up an interesting fact. Your dog, when you were married, you had the two dogs, Princess and Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still alive?
Yes.
Do you know that Princess and Pepper are probably about 18 years old right now?
Oh, well, God bless them. The original Princess and Pepper would be.
Oh,
the original?
So what, they've been replaced? How many have you had?
I mean, dogs don't live forever.
I know that. You still call the new ones Princess and Pepper, too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't want to know anything more about it.
And although they are all unique and precious little spirits, they're close enough. And I can't ever replace them, but I did.
All right, why are you calling me? I don't want to get into anything about Princess and Pepper.
You make him feel like a man, Stan.
And anything about you making me you feel like a man, what the hell? What do you want?
Well, you did make me feel
good,
like
good,
a man.
Good, 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 good. I'll
like
happy
a million bucks.
Shut up about it. You called me for a
again.
Reason. What?
Yeah, I'm involved again. I got back out there.
Ah, what's his name?
I mounted that horse again.
What's his name?
What?
You've mounted the horse again. You're back out there since your divorce. What's his name?
I get where you're coming from. I don't like dudes. What's wrong with you?
All right. When one day you're going to be honest about it. So what is her name?
Let's just call her Alaska Thunderbunk.
Alaska Thunderbunk. And how did you meet Alaska?
Well, I just had to get out there, you know.
All right, mount.
I went down to the local watering hole, put on my cowboy boots, and a splash of aftershave. And I said to myself, Jeff, you are going to speak to a woman.
Mm-hmm. And?
And I said, hello.
Woman?
And she said, hello. And we just hit it off. We both like, you know, Cosmotinis. I just can't take, I can't take the hard stuff at all.
Really?
I like my girly drink, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. What are some of your other favorite girly drinks?
Oh, an Appletini.
Yeah.
Pink flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that. Unicorn. Wet dreams.
And Alaska likes these too, huh?
Yeah, it usually is vodka or Bailey's or a combination of the two. But anywho.
Yeah, so what? Did you just call me up to say that you're hanging with a woman?
I am telling you that sparks have flown, friend. And
yeah.
I never experienced this with my wife. And I have to tell you, Alaska Thunderbunk is just a hot ass bitch.
Have you done stuff to her?
Has she done stuff to you?
Stuff to you?
I do things to her,
yeah.
And she does things to me. If we're lucky, every once in a while, we'll do things together.
What do
but
you think?
Sometimes I think she just pretends because she loves me so much.
Wait a second. You're taking big jumps here, Joffrey, from drinking a Cosmatini with this Alaska bed bunk. What's her name?
Thunderbunk.
Thunderbunk.
Alaska Thunderbunk. Well,
to a lot of things in common, to we've done things to each other. And you just said we love each other.
Well, I betted her the first night, or she betted me.
What? Okay, sure. Was it your place or hers?
It was hers, and that's where things get a little weird.
What do you mean?
I don't know what today's morality is like, but she's a married woman.
And you still went to her place and did it?
If I have learned nothing from you, Stan... There was a time I never would have done this, but I've heard you say it so many times. The heart wants
what
the
heart
wants.
So, what was her husband out of town?
They separated, at
least? Yes, separated. Maybe they're going through some difficulties, and you say, well, I'm in the process of a divorce. We haven't divorced yet. I'm still technically married. Come on over. What the hell?
Her husband, I guess, fancies himself some sort of ultimate fighter and spends a lot of time at the gym. And, of course, I didn't even know she was married at first because we just went to her house and it was right there in the living room.
What was right there in the living room?
My seed.
Yeah?
And I had no idea that I was... You know, marking my scent in another man's territory.
Why are you telling me this?
You know, I wanted to get your take on it because I remembered the People's Court, and if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Absolutely. What's too good to be true? The being with Thunderbunk?
Well, it's been a whirlwind romance, and we're living together now.
How can you live together? She's married.
I'm living with her and Dave. Dave is her husband, and we don't get along that great. In some ways, he reminds me of you.
What?
He reminds me of you.
Why?
In the way that he speaks to me.
Because he doesn't like you. He doesn't like you.
I get that feeling sometimes.
Well, catch the hint.
When you do it, it's in fun, but I think
no, it's
he
not.
Might
no,
need it.
No, it's not. I don't like
because
you.
He uses a lot of the same slurs.
Like?
Paddyways, probably enough.
He probably thinks you're gay, as everybody else does, and thinks that you're...
Oh, she told him that, yes.
So she said to him, don't worry, honey, Joffrey's gay.
She sat me down and explained to me how things were going to be.
I don't want to know this. Are you sleeping with the three of them? Is this a menage?
What the hell no, man.
Are you sleeping with him and her and you're kind of like the boy toy?
No.
You sicko?
She sat me down and told me how things were going to be. And she goes, look. Baby, I know you're all beasts, but I think that you might be able to just barely pass for gay. And that way, Dave won't see you as a threat, and we can live together.
But now you've left your seed in there.
Yep.
And now your scent is in another man's den.
And my main concern is that he's threatened my babies.
And me. He's now threatening you.
Look, I know that, plaster isn't that hard to punch. But he did put a hole through the wall with his fist the other night.
Yeah? What prompted him to do that?
Just some random fit, something about I had it with your sissy boy and his stupid dog.
So where are you still living there now?
Yeah, and I just hope he doesn't act on it. And I have learned a thing or two over the years, and I've always been told that a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I'm thinking about whipping up some of my famous creamy pasta for him.
He's going to get his ass kicked.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
just like my grandpa used to say. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
What the?
Do it again.
Okay, you're not going to. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Everything's fine,
Stan. I know it is. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney show.
You're not going to blow up today, are you?
No, you know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. Hear me out. I think I can work with him today.
Yeah. He seems very happy today.
No, that's not what it is. He's clear-headed.
Stan.
And I knew
that would be, according to you, for the first time in months.
Hold it. I'm going to follow me on this and don't change my mood. I like you right now.
All right.
He comes into work today. And I could immediately see he took off his sunglasses and I saw clear-headed. And he was very, believe it or not, for him, very normal. And he said to me, he said, you know what? He claimed he had a migraine yesterday, but he was on something. And when he spouted off at Junior being so rude that Junior's feelings were
hurt. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was...
I apologize, man.
And that was very intense.
So it was intense.
And I know Junior wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting it. You don't generally treat people that way.
Yeah,
I don't,
he does.
Man.
But
you asked him if he was effing dumb.
Yeah.
Well, he's staring at me with this blank stare, man. And I'm going,
Now you're giving excuses. There's no excuse to give because you came today.
I apologize.
Clear-eyed, told me before he came outside, you said, you know what? I got up this morning. I looked back at what I did yesterday and how I was acting yesterday. And you're right, Stan. I need to give him a sincere apology for the way I acted. You said, I'm turning a new leaf.
Yep.
And Junior walked out. Dave was there, hat in hand, shaking his hand and saying, you know, I'm sorry for what went on. And I'm like, whoa. You know what? He's level-headed today. He's apologizing and essentially admitting that he was juiced up yesterday.
No, I didn't admit that, Stan.
Look, just stop trying to defend yourself. I'm ready to work with you. Don't tell everybody now that you've been pulled over by a cop again.
It's okay, Stan. None of that.
Well, it was erratic. Yeah.
Things are good.
Yep.
We're having a good day.
I think by the end of the day, we'll find out that he was fibbing.
Aww. And the thing is, you know, I love Dave to death, man.
Yeah.
And he's a little guy, but he's a scrapper. He won't back down from anything.
He's a fighter.
But when I saw him do that yesterday,
it's very unbecoming.
I lost it.
Sometimes people mistake kindness for a weakness.
Yes. Yes.
And the fact of the matter is, Junior stands about 6'4".
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's substantially larger than you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can squash you like a bug.
And for you to bark at him like that, you got to realize you're not just involving you and your past.
Right.
But.
Yeah, his past as well.
Squash your leg.
You know that he's not afraid to do what needs to be done.
Oh, I know. And you know what? Me neither. So, I mean, we both balance out.
I want
you to stop. Me neither.
But do you understand that for him.
Being humble once.
For him and the character he wants to develop is being a nice, good, loyal,
wholesome man.
Now, he has character flaws where he will not hesitate to hurt you.
I hear you.
Yeah, he'll squash you like a bug.
He doesn't want to hurt people, and so he's tried to keep that part of his personality down.
Like a bug.
But then when he's provoked by somebody, it all comes rushing back.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not, you know what?
What do we got?
I can work with this guy today. I'm not reading your hate text.
Already, huh?
I'll let Junior read it.
Already.
Do you want Junior to read it or you want Dave to read it?
No, let's see how Junior. Because you know
Junior.
What? Junior needs this after how he was hurt yesterday.
Oh,
and he handled,
on,
you know
man.
What? And
no,
Junior
I'd love
hand,
to read this.
And Junior handled himself
Thanks,
with
bro.
class and dignity.
Yep, sure did. What did the text say?
Did the officer that pulled Dave over unzip his pants? And Dave said, oh, no. Not another breathalyzer test.
Oh, this guy again. I was going to say something very rude, but I'm going to be nice today. For a little while.
Is there any truth?
What's the next one say?
If the waterman is clear-headed, it means he couldn't afford a drink last night.
No. Yep. No, that's not the case.
Dave, is there any truth to Stan constantly saying, you're on something? Have you ever been intoxicated in here?
Not at all.
Yes.
Well, besides nipping on the bottle on the wall? Well,
no, I don't mean the whiskey that you drank in front of us. I mean, have you come in impaired?
No.
Have you come in under the influence?
Not at all.
Have you been on amphetamines when you've come in here?
No. Energy drinks? Yes. Overdo it on energy drinks? Absolutely.
The trucker pills?
My magnums? Yeah.
Do you think that's what he's seeing when he says you're under the influence?
He probably thinks that's... a bad narcotic or something, but they're legal.
It's not a matter of legal or illegal. The fact of the matter is he's right. You were under the influence of something.
Yeah. Was my state of mind altered? Absolutely.
Aha!
At a more aggressive, aggressive rate?
Understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I can agree to that. What is this? What do we got now?
So we agree that Stan's correct the times that he said you're on something.
More than
like.
What now?
Nothing. I'm just reading stuff. I want to be able to work with you today.
What did I just do now?
I don't know if people want to set me off and go at you, but...
Are you being provoked?
Don't.
Yeah, and Junior's being provoked, too.
What do you mean?
What's going on?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, I'll read it. Give me that.
Is it between me and you? What's going on, man? Because we're buds, man. I don't like this.
After what you said to him yesterday?
Well, come on. He. Come on.
A person who has reached out to you a whole lot over the years and has given you opportunities where Junior's had to pick you up out of the mud.
Oh yeah, our buddy.
This is to Junior.
What'd he say?
Hey, Junior. If Dave is going to even think about playing El Camino on the air, take all the credit. He can help pay for that $800 worth of studio time.
What is going on? Why am I being attacked today, man?
You're not giving Randy credit.
What do you mean? I have given him credit. Has he not listened?
I'm telling you, they're coming out of the woodwork. They don't like the fact that I'm trying to stay calm.
Thank you,
and that
Randy.
Juiced.
Look, I got your back, brah.
Please.
I got your back today, too. I got your back today.
Because it was my idea. I was never going to charge you a dime for the lead guitar on that song. That's from me to you.
Okay. But
now, with you
have.
And Randy, that's a different story.
Yeah, now let me ask you this, because I don't know. I'm naive, Haney, on this stuff. If you are going and doing a track for him, not out of the goodness of your own heart, doing a phenomenal lead guitar... What would that have been? What would you, if he was not a friend, what would that have cost him?
Well,
because he's talking about $800 in studio time.
Oh, man.
And now you need to pay musicians and especially recognized musicians.
That's $800 to get you in the door.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you start bringing in the talent part of it. Just for my small part of it, all I did was play on the whole song. Okay?
Yeah.
But I had to compose my part.
Yeah, you had to write that.
And I had to play my part.
Yep.
And I had to play it as many times as it took for the producer to be...
That's hundreds of dollars.
It's that I would never charge Dave that.
Of course you wouldn't. He, you even give him money.
I appreciate that, Mark.
See,
man.
Coming out of the wood.
What do we got now?
But I can't speak for Randy.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
Apparently,
I really want to thank
because
Randy.
I'm trying to work with you today, I'm being a puss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm trying
to...
Wait a second. You know, come to think of it...
What is happening?
Long before Junior worked for us...
Yeah.
Didn't you work on El Camino as well?
Oh,
yes, he did.
I showed up like halfway through that session.
And what was your impression?
Yeah. I thought it was a really cool song.
Yeah, good instrumentation.
Good instrumentation, really great solo.
Bro, I played
fantastic
guitar, man. Come on.
Vocals needed work.
You know, I thought about that.
That's top notch, bro.
I thought about it. I think a lot more could be done with the vocals on that.
A lot more.
There could be.
I'll take
over. Well, I've got two more songs, bro, ready to go, man.
Yeah, you got $800 into the door.
Dude, I got a song called I'm Your Pure Night Pleasure, and I got...
Yeah, you're not doing that.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. It's a Friday. Here with my buddy Dave the Waterman.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, pal.
All right.
Junior, would you please read the first text on the Absolute Law text line?
I'll be happy to. This is from one of our Amandas. Am I in the Twilight?
We have an army of Amandas.
I know we do, and I'm glad.
Am I in the Twilight Zone? Dave's actually taking responsibility for something he's said. I'm proud of you, Dave. There may be hope for him yet.
What did I say earlier, Stan? I'm turning over a new leaf.
I'll believe it when I see it, buddy.
Oh, thank you, pal.
you do have to give credit where credit's due. Today's the first day that you don't believe he's on something.
No, look, can I say this before we do the grab bag and stuff? And I'm talking to my friend Haney over here. You and I... Since the first time we started working together, all the way back in 1987, we've seen our share of drunks and drug addicts.
Oh, many, many, yes.
And
any sort of quirk or character flaw, we've seen them all.
Yes. And one of the things I think I'm good at, this goes even before... I met you, Haney, because my old man was a drinker, a heavy drinker, and he'd try to go and do the straight look like that he's not on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a look when somebody, and you, people can pull it off. Those that are good at it, they'll try to look steady and everything. Meanwhile, they're sloshed or they're on something. So this is based on. I'll say it safely, 50 years of experience on spotting somebody who's on something, doing something they shouldn't be doing, and it is all in the eyes.
Yep, and it's a skill you had to have because there wasn't anything you could do about whether someone was on something or not. But it was very important that you know, so you knew how to comport yourself.
Correct. Now, he's not going to tell me.
Because generally, people get very aggressive.
Yes.
When they're on something, trying to convince you they're not. They'll get angry. They'll get violent.
Yep. And their eyes are dilated. They are almost glassy-eyed. Doll-eyed like,
mm-hmm.
And he, my buddy over here, is not going to tell me, with 50 years of experience, telling me that he hasn't come in on something.
Well, he admitted it.
Now, if he's taking what's the trucker pill? What's it called?
Magnum.
Right.
3,
when
5,
you're
7.
Supposed to take one of these to stay up, what you have to
understand, it's a different culture. You and I, we're on maintenance medications. Occasionally, we may need something else. We go to a pharmacist.
Right.
Dave simply goes to the gas station every day.
Right. Or a buddy he knows.
They have pills at the gas station.
All kinds. Yeah, they're loaded, man.
They got all kinds of stuff. That's when he's got some money on him. But the only thing I'm saying
you just
got
to buy a bottle, bro.
I want you to step back, pal. I'm just saying today, whether it's because you don't have any money,
nope,
you couldn't afford it, whatever, or you were way over the line yesterday, you're clear-eyed today. And what was the first thing I said to you today out in the parking lot? I think I can work with you today. Mm-hmm. Did I not say that?
You did say that. And I said, thank you, Stan. I said, you look good today.
So you think most of the problems with Dave are substance abuse?
Yes. In one way, shape, or form.
That's horrible, man.
Whether it's coming off something, whether it's a drunk. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
All right, I'm trying to be cool.
Buddy.
My friend. Friend?
I don't know.
My friend.
That I can go and say to myself. I don't know if you can say this, Annie. I don't think Junior can say it either. Yeah, there have been times when we may have imbibed a little too much, and you say to yourself, you know, that was a rough night. That was wild. Not consecutive nights where the night ends in vomiting. I don't think.
Or the day.
Or the day. That, Haney and I can't say that. You can.
Oh, I've puked a lot.
Grab bag.
Especially that one time when we're at that establishment going, working. Hi, everybody. Oh, Stan and Haney here and Dave coming up.
Sorry, bro.
Guys, I really want to apologize for effing.
Sorry about that, boys.
Yeah. Sorry.
But it was sincere.
I was.
And the state of mind you were in, you just wanted your buddies to know you were sorry.
Yeah. I was very depressed.
Drunk off your ass.
And depressed.
Buddy. grab bag.
All right, my friend.
Peter Mug North.
You know what, though? You do own up to it.
I've done it. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say I haven't done it.
Yeah. Are you going to do it in the future?
Nope. I've turned over a new leaf,
okay,
stand.
All right. We all know day after Thanksgiving, it's Black Friday. But there are some businesses that have something called pre-Black Friday.
Friday, November 23rd is Black Friday. But companies don't want to wait until Black Friday to start Black Friday sales. So get ready for the early bird precursor beforehand, first arrival, not quite Black Friday, Black Friday sale. It's like Black Friday, only without the stampeding, the shoving, the pushing, and the stabbing. Save huge on everything you don't really need, but get caught up in the frenzy of old-fashioned greedy capitalism. The early bird precursor beforehand, first arrival, not quite Black Friday, Black Friday sale. Going on now, quick, buy stuff.
Mm. Oh, Junior.
Are those what you call door busters?
Door busters. Junior, our pal Billy Midget sent us a text talking about what the two popular legal herbal stimulant supplements are big. Ask Mr. Waterman, buddy, if he's used those two.
All right, Dave.
What we got?
Two legal herbal supplements that are hot right now, Kratom and Damiana.
Oh, yeah, Kratom, absolutely. Yeah.
I'd like to hear the Waterman's opinion of them. Kratom may be legal, sir.
It is legal, man. They got a Kratom bar down the street.
So he knows about the bars.
Yeah, they got a bar.
You know, come on.
Well,
and they say that's
like at a Kava bar.
And yeah, that's Kratom and Kava bar,
man. It's going to be the next illegal one.
Yeah.
What is Damiana?
I've never had Damiana. Kratom, yes.
Damiana.
How does Kratom hit you? As opposed to like popping a Vicodin, what does Kratom do?
It is a dopamine. It increases your dopamine receptors to kind of make you feel like you're on. You're having
heavy drugs, a
painkiller or whatever. But you're not actually on it. It just helps increase the dopamine receptors and stuff. So, I mean, it's okay. I don't use it a lot.
Is it a dirty high?
No,
it's
no, not at all. In fact, it's
okay.
See, Stan, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know the terminology. I don't even know if dirty is the right word to use.
You know, while some businesses are planning for Black Friday,
Damiana.
Yeah, nah.
Never heard of that.
Nah.
Can you look that up, Junior?
Yeah, supposedly it was used in, old margaritas, in old Mexico.
Yeah, in the old days. Like over in Europe, the real absinthe.
Oh.
Where do we get that?
That's a little green devil, isn't it?
Yep. The holidays.
You ever had absinthe, Dave?
No, I haven't.
Well, the stuff you get now is not the real stuff.
I'd love to have some.
Well, because it's still illegal.
Yep.
Wormwood.
Yep. It's not the same stuff now.
Damn.
Sorry, Sears, Kmart, it's not going to be a Black Friday for you.
Don't miss the going out of business sale at Sears and Kmart.
compact discs, 10 for a dollar. Fax machines, we're practically giving them away. Paper maps, calculators, and analog watches, all 95% off. DVD and Blu-ray players, make an offer. Want to compare prices? Call us from the payphone outside the store. And you can pay for everything with a check. Sears and Kmart, right next to the VHS machine repair shop in the obsolete mall.
This is insane. This is insane. A 29-year-old guy from right here in the Sunshine State stole a credit card last month. No, it wasn't Dave. 29-year-old, because he was when he was on...
come on, man.
Dominina.
No.
Nah, he was on Kratom.
Yeah. Come on, Stan.
29-year-old... Sorry, pal, buddy. 29-year-old guy from Florida stole a credit card last month, dressed up as a woman, and then stole a $4,000 French bulldog puppy.
Oh, when you think of puppies, on. You think tiny and little and cute. You don't think giant man dressed as a female, stealing credit card information and buying puppies. I don't really know how he would sell the puppy, but depending on, you know, what platform he uses to sell that puppy, I mean, you never know if it's going to go to a good home or not.
We're offering a $1,000 reward in hopes that someone will do the right thing and return her to us.
Absolute Law text line, you don't get high on Kratom. Sorry, Dave.
No, you can. Depends on the strength.
It's more like a muscle relaxant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know something about it, huh? Look at that look. He knows something about it. Listen to him.
Yeah, you know what? But he shows up to work clear-headed.
Yeah, I took it that he reads.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Reading.
Remember that whole thing with...
You like to read.
Oh, I read, yeah.
About, like, UFOs and what's going on in Antarctica.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Pamphlets, brochures.
menus.
Remember that that couple up in Jersey that started the GoFundMe campaign with the homeless vet? Raised a lot of money. They ran off with the money.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a scam.
And you knew it from day one, didn't you?
I did. I said it.
The paying it forward story that drove this fundraiser might seem too good to be true. Unfortunately, it was. The entire campaign was predicated on a lie. Less than an hour after their GoFundMe page went live, McClure, in a text exchange with a friend, stated that the story about Bobbitt assisting her was fake. Specifically, she wrote, "Okay, so wait. The gas part is completely made up, but the guy isn't. I had to make something up to make people feel bad. So shush about the made-up stuff." She did not run out of gas on an I-95 off-ramp, and he did not spend his last $20 to help her. Rather, D'Amico, McClure, and Bobbitt conspired to pass off a fake, feel-good story that would compel donors to contribute to their cause. And it worked, in a very big way, but it was fictitious and illegal, and there are consequences. My office has charged Mark D'Amico, Caitlin McClure, and Johnny Bobbitt Jr. with second-degree theft by deception and conspiracy to commit theft by deception.
Now...
Wait a second. Don't we know somebody named D'Amico?
Yep. But see, now you know why Haney and I are always the skeptic. Always the killjoy, some people would say, because
we are realists. I want to believe it,
but... you know darn well.
Yeah.
We know. There's no such thing as a feel-good story.
It'd be nice if there were, but...
Oh.
That's the way things are supposed to be.
Yep. I know what I'm getting Junior for Christmas this year. Never mind the blue jeans.
Introducing the original Trumpy Bear. The fearless, super plush American Grizzly. Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day. Just find the secret zipper and pull out the flag blanket. Then wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue for comfort and warmth. Show your patriotism and proudly display Trumpy on Flag Day and on any American holiday. Trumpy can even honor your own family heroes.
God bless America and God bless Trumpy Bear.
Trumpy Bear sits proudly at the front of the motorcycle for all the world to see and loves to cruise with his brother.
I'm a former Marine and I'm proud to have Trumpy Bear ride by my side. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Everyone knows Trumpy Bear loves to go to the golf course.
When I ride with Trumpy Bear, he makes my golf game great again. Thank you, Trumpy Bear. Yep.
Simply style his trademark hair and place him in his favorite chair. Even the toughest guys will love Trumpy Bear. Order the Super Plus Trumpy Bear for only two payments of $19.95 and receive a special certificate of authenticity. Don't miss out on owning a piece of American history. Order now for only two payments of $19.95. Trumpy, the most fearless bear anywhere. Order now.
Oh, look at this. The FDA is looking to make kratom a Schedule I drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been trying for a while and failing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have.
I don't know. I love hearing foreign announcers call games because they get so passionate. A basketball announcer in
Is it passion or is it just simply the way the language is deployed?
Yeah, I think it might be. A basketball announcer in Argentina, his call is going wild and viral because he's going wild. He really loves saying in this clip, Tucker. Whenever an American player named Dar Tucker makes a play, he just Tucker this, Tucker that. Take a listen to this guy. Argentina, basketball.
Juega Sin con el penca. Con 10 segundos. La tiene el santiagueño. Con solito que se cruzaba. Tucker, 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 Tucker. Triple de Tucker. Dar jugando con el penca Aguirre. El penca con Mata. 90-90. Primer juego de la serie de cuartos de final. 45 segundos finales. Tucker. A la mitad de la cancha, se la va a jugar a defender o resta que la tiene. Ahí va Tucker. Tucker, 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 Tucker. Para adentro los echó. Doble, 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 doble de Tucker y además.
You know the actress Angela Bassett?
Yeah.
Well, she's got a sexy voice and they love a sexy voice for narrating nature films. You know, like the National Geographic stuff where the lion is attacking something. Or she's doing this stuff now. Listen, this is hot. It's a National Geographic documentary called The Flood. She narrates this and talking about the puma.
Ooh.
This is so hot.
Soon, a velvet carpet covers the ground, drawing the impala to join the feast. And it's the impala that this leopard is after. She'll wait until the monkeys leave. There can be no witnesses.
Wow.
We've still got towel service.
We mentioned it yesterday. Here's just a sample of the great Roy Clark, who passed away yesterday at the age of 85. Just a little taste.
Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see.
Brought to you by
the Pewter Mug North when we come back. Phone lines are open. If any of you have any questions about trucker drugs, your kratoms, what else, Danny?
Come on, Stan.
That's a separate thing, really. No. What Dave is an expert on is medications available at the gas station.
Mm-hmm. Got any questions about those?
Because it can be confusing, you know. You look up there and you see a picture of like a black cat hissing at you. What is that?
Yeah, maybe a rhino or something. You gotta be, you know.
I will also discuss
freight train going by.
When we come back, what Dave is facing tonight at 6 o'clock.
Oh man,
Stan and Haney,
not cool, man.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys?
No. What are you talking about?
Stan and Haney on 96K
Rock. We don't do jokes.
Why are we taunted on our own show?
I have no idea. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines open. Area code 239-277-9600. Got some prizes, too. We got to get rid of them all before the end of the week. And truly, the whole gang here today. Of course, you got Stan and Haney, my buddy Dave the Waterman.
Oh,
yeah, you
Stan.
Rascal.
What's
you
up,
son
buddy?
Of a gun.
Yeah.
Junior, and look who the cat dragged in. It's D-Train. Hey, buddy.
Woo!
Oh, hold it. There you go.
Hey, fellas. There I am. How y'all doing?
Man, so happy to see D-Train.
I'm happy to be
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
You've had quite some adventures since we last saw you.
Yeah, I stormed the beaches of Fort Morgan, Alabama. I've been laid up with more kidney stones. I've been trying to get Dave to fulfill his obligations, which we all know that's a...
Why do you even want to start with this? Everything was nice and cool.
I lived outside for 3 days, drove home 9.5 hours, and I called Dave to do a podcast, and he had to cancel.
Hold it.
Hold on a second. And you drove for how long?
9.5 hours.
All right, wait a second. Number one, your kidney stones are back?
Yeah.
He looks fine.
Are you still suffering from them right now?
I'm at about 82%.
He thinks he knows what caused them.
Last Wednesday through this Wednesday, I basically was laid up.
I thought didn't you say before it was drinking sodas and stuff that was bothering him, caused him?
Yeah, and when I drove to Alabama, I had a 9.5 hour drive, and so I, for the first time in a year and a half, I popped an energy drink.
Yeah.
I had like two green sodas, and then during the weekend, from Thursday until Sunday, I had... the large Mexican Cokes as part of my World War II display.
Oh, right. Those are so
good.
I'm
outside for 3 days, so I was drinking those. So I basically consumed more soda this weekend and energy drinks than I had in a long time.
Number two, and you brought it up, and I want you, buddy, just let...
You guys sound like Terrence and Phillip today.
You know what? I thought at the beginning of the day I could work with you. Let's keep it that way.
It's going to stay.
You did. You made a statement.
We made it a whole hour.
It shall stay that way, Stan.
D-Train.
There's no reason to get upset.
Part of the big obligation that you have put upon yourself is to do Dave's podcast for him.
Correct. Mm.
And your only requirement, how long is the podcast? How long does it run?
Anywhere between an hour and hour and a half, depending on what we're
talking
about.
Nothing major, and it's once a week, right?
Yep.
And Dave, sorry, I have to be honest, pal. Dave can't do a podcast by himself.
No.
And so you volunteered to do the podcast with him. Your only requirement...
Well, if we're
is that he shows up to do the podcast.
Well, if we're being honest, his podcast was canceled before it ever aired.
Right.
And then they gave me mine, and so I kind of felt bad about it. And so I said, hey,
you
Dave,
included him.
Come on over. We'll record one for you. And, well, here we are almost a year later, and sometimes if he has to work a job a day.
How many do you work a day sometimes?
Oh, too many.
I'm keeping
quiet. And that's after he gave this job up. He still had several more.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, I drove back 9.5 hours. I left at 4 a.m. And as soon as I get off the interstate, I text Dave. He's like, hey, man, we're going to have to do it tomorrow. I'm like, what? Mm. And then the next day, maybe Monday. Mm. Well, how are we going to do it Monday when you work an evening job now?
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Dave, pal, you want to address that? Why are you still letting your friends down?
Me and D-Train talked about it. And I said, look, you know, I do apologize. He sent me a nice little text.
Pull your head out of your...
Yeah, pretty much. And I said, hey, no problem. And that next Sunday we went and we just had what we called just a splatter.
S show.
Yeah, you know, an F show, exactly. And, but yeah, no. we're back on track, man.
And okay. And you and Stan are getting along?
Me and Stan are getting along.
And one of the things I want to point out to Junior, I know Dave got a little rough with him yesterday. And
Why do you want to bring stuff up like this?
To smooth things over with Junior. I just brought him a present.
I thought we squashed all this.
And, well, I'm working on that. What I want to explain to Junior is you're relatively new to Dave's life.
And he's found out enough about it.
No, yeah.
And up until his new program, he worked very seldomly. He spent a lot of his time scrapping, and then we got him a job towing truck, and he failed at that. And then Coastal Cooling came along.
You know what? I don't need to say a word here.
Coastal Cooling came along.
I'm fine.
And helped Dave out.
He's just pointing out the fact that you drove a tow truck for a while. That didn't work out.
Fail.
You dropped someone's Vespa off the back of a flatbed.
That was my second week. I worked there for 2 years.
But that's not the point of this.
Stuff gets damaged, bro.
What I'm trying to explain to Junior is Dave is working more now than he has for most of his adult life.
Oh, come on, man.
He's got 3 jobs. 2 of them pay. And so the stress of actually having commitment and obligations and being an adult, it's a little hard on his little Peter Pan brain.
What?
And so,
I'm going to let him get away with that.
He's trying to come to grips with this. We've been working on self-help on our podcast with him. I've got him to stop with some of the crutch words. But he didn't mean whatever he said to you yesterday.
Oh.
He's just dealing with the stress.
What is going on, man?
And as he said earlier, he's trying to turn over a new leaf, and hopefully he will.
What is happening here?
So whatever he said to you, just kind of blow it off, because Dave's just trying
sometimes
to...
Well,
he called him effing dumb.
Yeah, you can't blow off hurtful
and
words.
And I apologized, man. I said, you know...
But you know what? It is. It's a new day. You and Stan are getting along.
It's a great day.
Look, guys. We have to stay strong. If you don't stand with your fellow Canadians, then you are a rat.
Don't call me a rat, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, friend. He's not your friend, guy. I'm not your guy, buddy.
He's not your buddy, friend.
I'm not your friend, guy.
Let's give it up, guy.
Don't call me your guy. I am not your guy, friend.
I'm not your friend, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, guy. Look at him. Yeah,
yep. Your fellow Canadian. That kind of describes it right there. 27796.
Easy there, guy.
We're all here if you want to say
come on, friend.
Will you? Can I get a word in edgewise so that we can get going and take the phone calls and Hank can play some music and everybody can say hi?
Yeah, enough with the arguments.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's not your friend, guy. I'm not your guy, buddy.
He's not your buddy, friend.
277-9600. If you can come by before 4 o'clock and we award you the prize, we still have some Taste of Bonita for
tomorrow. Sounds like a lot of ifs.
Yep. Well, I'm going to be perfectly candid here. I go down a prize list. This has happened on more than one occasion because of the idiots. I'll go down the prize list, and these are prizes that we give you on the air for participating, and some clown asks, 9 times out of 10, a fat woman in a too small car comes up and says, "Where's my prize?" Stan said, "Come by and pick this up before 5 o'clock.
He said, "Come get them." I heard him.
Yep.
He said, "If you can get here before 4, they're yours."
That's if I award you the prize, lady.
But I said hi on the phone.
Not your lady.
We have Taste of Bonita. 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan, Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw, the Pewter Mug North, Subway. Oh, and I got to mention this for Subway, because we're giving away $20 to Subway all this week. Hurry into your local Subway restaurant and try the new signature wrap for only $6.99. You can choose from 3 delicious wraps or create your own. Hurry in and try one today at Subway.
Sounded like you were on college football.
Yep. I sound like an old
It's Subway.
Dave Dial.
And that'll bring us back to 1st and 7 now.
And we have tickets if you want to go see Ghost down in Miami Beach at the Jackie Gleason Theater. 277-9600. Haney, what do you got for us? The whole gang's here today.
Oh, I found one of my old records.
Lay it on us. Ahoy.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lee.
Hey, Lee, welcome to the broadcast.
How are you doing?
Good, what's on your mind? What the hell?
See, the phone's working great.
Yeah. I'm told it's not the phones.
What are you told?
Yeah. Those are all copper lines now. Ahoy. Ahoy.
Why does this keep happening to us?
I have no idea. Ahoy.
Are they this bad at night?
No, man, not at all.
Yeah, because they don't ring.
No.
Ah, it's because too many people are calling.
All right, man. I'm letting it slide.
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Welcome to
the
show.
No, but he's right, Dave. Too many people are trying to call at once. That's probably what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Go ahead, buddy.
Pal. Hey, I just wanted to know if Haney knows how to play the ukulele.
Yes and no, because I play guitar. So I can, you know, physically do things with the strings, but I don't play it well.
Okay. Because I just got back from Hawaii about 2-3 weeks ago, and I bought a ukulele. And it's really, really nice. And I just wanted to know if you had known anybody or anybody that can play the ukulele. You know, I know Roy Clark likes to play the banjo and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, Roy Clark could play anything with strings. What I found is I allowed myself to get delusional after I got competent at guitar and thought, well, I can play anything with strings. And so I went and picked up a banjo and I went, okay, this is a whole different animal.
Yeah.
Really, they all are. And another thing that I really enjoy is a mandolin.
Oh, they're a beautiful instrument.
Yeah.
You got me one of those. And I enjoy playing around with it, but they are such different creatures. It's a different skill set for
each
one of them.
That just goes and tells you that when somebody like a Roy Clark can pick up any instrument like that and play it, that there's something different in their head. They see things differently.
I would have to. It really is a different discipline, and you have to be willing to put in the time on each individual instrument to master it.
2779600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Ahoy.
Hello, can you hear me?
2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is DP from Clewiston.
Hey, DP from Clewiston. What's going on, brother?
He must have just fixed and go to the J-O-B. Hey, I just wanted to add one little quick thing. I seen a documentary a few years back about Mickey Mantle, and Roy Clark was on there. Because I heard you mention Roy Clark yesterday or today, and I love Roy Clark.
Yeah, they're good buddies.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that, but on the documentary, they were real good friends, like you say. And then when Mickey had the cancer and knew he was going to pass, he asked Roy to sing that song yesterday when I was a boy.
Yes.
He asked him, at his funeral.
Yep, that is true. 2779600.
Just like that time before. Just an old yard dog.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Glenn from Estero.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Good. Oh, I'm going to make two statements. The first might cost me a prize, but I'm a Dave the Waterman fan.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's awesome.
Yeah.
And the second,
try working with him.
Thanks, bro.
and the other one is: have you guys ever heard of a band called First Aid Kit?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
I stumbled on these. They're two girls from Sweden. They do like a folk thing. I just kind of stumbled upon them because there was a YouTube video of them doing war pictures. I thought it was kind of crazy.
Are you talking about those two girls that are twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, bro.
They're like 2 years apart.
You guys are on the same wavelength, bro.
You have to. Especially Haney is a music fan. You have to listen to their version of America by Paul Simon.
I'm not real big on chicks and folk music.
They might change your mind.
What can I get you?
They're interesting, man.
How about Subway?
Yeah, hold on. 2779600. My little sister can play the guitar, the ukulele, the steel drums, and the piano.
Well, you pick it up earlier. It's easier to do.
Yep.
So also, it's the same thing with anything, like learning a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
You start young and 277.
Yeah, when I picked up, because my mom wanted me to play virtually everything except guitar, and I had to be bullheaded about it. And I played piano when I was younger and all kinds of other things, but I really wanted to play the guitar, and I picked it up at, like, the last window of opportunity, like in my early to mid-teens. If I'd waited any later, it probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, gentlemen. Barbecue here. I want to come by with something a little different. How long are you going to be around today? D-Train, please text me a reply.
That guy is awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Hell yeah.
And he has the most beautiful dog.
Man, is that not a cool dog? Bro.
That's a dog that would take a coyote down.
Damn right.
If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more of your phone calls in the second half of the 3 o'clock hour. Later on today, Broadway Joe and his NFL Picks of the Week. For the first time since I can't remember when, losing record last week, 6-7. Broadway Joe's NFL Picks in the 4 o'clock hour. More of your phone calls when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
Recently, Dave the Waterman was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his parents. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his longtime friend, Stan Nowalonic. Sometime earlier, Stan's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Now, can two grown men share a condo without driving each other crazy?
Okay, Dave, I'm leaving. Remember, you know the rules. No smoking in the house. If you want to smoke, go out on the lanai.
All right, Stan, don't worry about it. Got it all under control. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh. Woo! Oh, yeah. Burn, baby. Burn. Woo! Hello?
Dave?
Yeah?
Is everything all right?
Hey! Hey, you got fire insurance?
Why do you ask?
Oh, man!
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone line still open, 277-9600. Couple of things to tell you about that I've been wanting to say. First of all, Barbecue has contacted us back, and I found out what his surprise is for us.
Oh, yeah?
New England clam chowder.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Guy's got a talent.
Yeah. He says it puts Tony D'Amico's milkless chowder to shame. Got nothing on me.
Doesn't take much.
No,
do miss the milk.
Yeah, it really needs it. second of all, a lot of you have fallen in love with the Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman show. And
I really think you should call it Roger and Me.
Yeah, but that Dave's name's not in it. So.
How about Roger and Me with Dave the Waterman?
Roger and Me.
Well, it's not gonna make a difference tonight, is it?
No, unfortunately,
you see Roger
Marley. They can't force him to do this, can they?
I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't know.
Roger Marley is not gonna be in tonight. Mm. So Haney's new friend Ken, the part-timer's going to be
that
doing
son
it.
Of a bitch.
So yeah. He is going to be
here. I saw him wandering around here already.
Yeah, he's here. Mm-hmm. He's going to be
who the hell shows up for their shift hours early?
Well, maybe he's got something else going on. I don't know. The only thing I know is that you know how our time is very valuable. I finish the break. I got to run down to go to the restroom very quickly. I open up the door, and who's in there?
Oh, Ken. Jesus.
But I don't. Here's
I don't know
what
why that guy's allowed in here.
Here's what I don't understand. They're just trying to establish themselves, the Roger and Me show with Dave the Waterman. And Yeah, all right. Roger's under the weather. Have Ken host the show. He's filling in for the Roger and Me with Dave the Waterman show.
Yeah.
And then come Monday, they're back working. When you're trying to establish a show, you don't.
Dave's got
don't
no
throw
chemistry
a monkey,
with him.
No chemistry at all.
The guy won't even say hello to me, man.
That's another thing. He's walking around, and the two of them can't even make eye contact.
No, he won't even.
Oh, what T-Train?
So this is the Roger and Me show featuring Dave, but tonight Dave is the only true member of the show that's going to be on the air, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to interact with this.
But how the hours work, correct me if I'm wrong, Roger usually works 6 to 10, Dave works 6 to 8.
Yeah.
So Ken is basically going to be hosting the whole show by himself because Dave's going to bounce out at 8?
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right.
So once again, someone else is hosting one of Dave's projects.
That's the way it always is.
You know, well, in a situation
they don't
this,
trust Dave for more than two hours.
But you know what? That gives him time to do a podcast.
If he shows up tomorrow.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, by the way,
it's
Stan,
a good day. Yes. It's a good day.
277-9600.
Whatever happened to Hop Wilson?
Hey, Al.
Yeah, Johnny, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's all right.
Tell me something, Albert. Whatever happened to Hop Wilson, man?
Well, Hop left us, man.
Boy, he sure used to play that guitar.
Darn right he did.
Poor one for Hop.
That steel in his lap. He was getting down, man.
I used to like the way he said, I believe my baby got a black.
Our old friend Johnny Copeland.
Yeah. Yep.
I believe.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Yeah, well, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What's on your mind, buddy?
Nothing, just driving home from work. Beautiful day out. I was stopping by a few yard sales on my way home.
Yeah.
And I just kind of giggled because every house I go to is bedside commodes and walkers. And I can't get away from work even when I'm outside of work because I work, like I talked to you guys before, downtown at the skilled nursing home.
You
do great work. I mean, what you do is stuff that nobody wants to do, and you provide them with some form of comfort.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. I appreciate that. My thing is, I was just wondering, does Haney need any of this? Does he need the walker or something? So I know he's getting up there.
Not yet.
Stan's the old one.
It's smart aleck right here. You know what? I was going to give you a prize. What do you want?
I'm just joshing.
Come on.
You rascal.
Buddy, pal of mine.
So you don't need anything?
Oh, well, what do you guys got?
We got walkers and canes. What would you want?
Touche.
I do run a used nail shop.
Yeah.
I got some used duct tape.
Yeah. There you go.
What did I run?
Used screws.
Oh, yeah, screws. I've got a 3-day car rental at Naples Nissan, but with your record, probably not.
Yeah.
Barbecue saw, pewter mug, Subway, and chance to see Ghost in concert down in Miami Beach.
I'll do the pewter mug.
All right. Hold on. That is good sounding.
Oh, this is one of the greatest records of all time.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Happy Friday.
Same to you, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, I just had two quick things. Number one, no disrespect to Junior, but D-Train, it's nice to hear your voice, and wish we could hear it more often. But I'm also, DeSantis and Gillum, they call that race. And just historically, both gaps are too large to overturn. So with Scott Nelson, what's the difference? What's the nation think of us? What do you guys think of them not calling that race? And, man, why are we paying for all this, Stan?
Oh, it's costing us a lot of money. It's for all these reasons. Let me put it to you this way. Supervisors of elections have a budget, and when they run out of that money, they have to go and beg and plead to get more money. They have a budget, and they're already exceeding it.
Well, I spoke to Mike Chiannopoulos earlier this week, and I was asking him about, the people, especially Snipes, that are running this and trying to pull this charade, especially given that she has a very poor track record going back years, where she has clearly broken the law multiple times.
Yeah.
And I was bringing this up to Mike, and I said, it seems like she's faced no consequences. And he said, watch when this is over. He says, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just what I have observed is that people get in trouble and they get a second chance and a third chance. And eventually there comes a point where they don't get any more chances and the book is thrown.
They've had enough.
Well, a friend of mine got a call from one of the parties that he usually donates to. And they're like, can you donate money to help raise funds? He's like, well,
what for?
What for? The votes have already been cast. What? Why do you need my money? And the lady in the fence is like, yeah, you're right.
You were telling me that you were watching and you were looking at some of the
Hillary
the
Clinton's asking for money.
Of the ballots that they were just scribbled on.
Yeah.
That there's a ballot and there's just scribble.
And
that's got to be for Nelson.
I don't understand how any fraud can be perpetrated, especially at the booth. Because when I went, you have one, show your ID, do your change of address. They make you. They tear the tab off. You sign that tab. Then they staple it to something else. You have to sign that. There's so many leaps and bounds.
Here's
the
thing, D-Train. In Broward, it may have been in Palm Beach, but I know in Broward, when these ballots were showing up, they weren't allowing anyone into that building to see where they were coming from. And there were trucks coming and going with ballots. And they had the police out there. And Matt Gaetz, who is a sitting congressman, was there trying to film on his phone, and they sent the cops after him and told him he wasn't allowed to film as they were either loading or unloading a truck.
Now, you talk about going into the voting booth and how you have – here's where the fraud initiates, is each supervisor of election goes and designs the ballot. You have, like here in Lee County, it's pages, front, back, front, back, do it.
Scantron.
They got down in Broward, they were open ballots, like a little open it up, and it's a two-sided ballot. And they made it so confusing in the hopes that people who are not familiar with it go and put down something wrong. They would have a certain race, then instructions, then to continue that, you had to go up to the other page.
Yeah, I guess the Senate race, it was either Senate or governor, and that race appeared off by itself right underneath the Creole instructions on how to vote.
And so it was done purposely because they know, especially in Broward,
and I am just,
you've got elderly, you've got people that might
and
not
why
be able
the
to
hell
understand
do
it.
We have multiple languages on the ballot?
Should be English.
Well, my other question is that why we went back to analog, because of all the quote-unquote elderly? I mean, 10 years ago, weren't we doing digital voting? Now we're back to filling out Scantrons with pens again?
I have done it so many different times. Haney and I remember the day where we did the punch, the hanging chat.
Well, that's
chat
why we went to digital to begin with, because we look like a bunch of a-holes. So
ridiculous.
Now we're back. Here we are again.
It's an embarrassment.
Yep.
And it's nothing but fraud.
And it really doesn't matter the medium. It can be manipulated no matter what it is.
It's the truth.
Unless blockchain matures enough to be able to use it.
Possibly.
One more call, and then we're going to take a break. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is John, calling from Cape Coral.
John, Cape Coral, ahoy, buddy.
Just wanted to call Stan. Just wanted to talk about some public hygiene and some stupidity.
Yep, please.
Went bowling the other day to a nice little bowling alley, and there was a woman that had a baby, and understandably, the baby has clothes on but still wearing diapers, and puts the baby on the table where everybody eats.
Just
sitting there playing with the baby and just not realizing that this is where they serve the pizza and
The pizza, serve the drinks. But, you know, but a little junior up there, the toddler with a full load is unbelievable.
Meanwhile, Stan pulls out a cigarette and they throw him out of the place.
Exactly.
And then when they leave, nobody comes to even wipe the table off.
Nope.
E. coli.
What can I
crazy
get you, buddy?
Even? What do you have for restaurants? Anything?
I got Subway. I got. Do we have pewter mugs still, Junior? We got one more of those left. Yeah, that's what I got. I got Pewter Mug North. I've got Subway.
How about Subway? That'll work.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get you updated on traffic as Dave the Waterman goes to work. And we'll also have news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails later on in the 4 o'clock hour. He was 6-7 last week. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Recently, Dave the Waterman was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his parents. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his longtime friend, Stan Nowalonic. Sometime earlier, Stan's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Now, can two grown men share a condo without driving each other crazy?
Ah, what a beautiful day for a drive. Got the new sports car. Let's fire this baby up. Oh, I love this car. What the hell's this? This is a brand new car. What? Oh, man. All right, let me shut the engine off. Gotta go upstairs and call the dealership. Thank God it's under warranty.
Woo! All right, yeah, man! Rock and roll, yeah!
Dave, will you turn that godforsaken music off?
All right, man, all right, chill. Chill, bro, chill. What's up, man? What's the matter, bro?
I gotta call the dealership. There's something wrong with my new car.
Hey, no problem, Stan. No need to call no dealer or nothing, man.
No. This car is under warranty, and I'm not having you touch this thing.
I can go down there. I'll have it going. No problem. No muss, no fuss, bro.
Seriously?
Yeah, dude, come on, bro. I got this, Stan.
Can you work on it? Do you know? Is that what you're doing?
Come on, it's me.
All right, Dave. I'll trust you. Go on down and see if you can find out what's wrong with my car.
You got it. Oh, yeah, man. Some extra nuts and bolts. Yeah, we don't need those, man. Those are just spares. Yeah, that doesn't fit right. Let me just squeeze it in there. All right. Yeah, close enough. That'll work.
That Karen Carpenter has the voice of an angel.
Hey, Stan, good news, bro.
Hey, you fixed my car?
All fixed, man. You're all good to go, bro.
Are you serious? You fixed the car?
Purring like a kitten, man.
Oh. Well, I'm going to take it for a test drive. You come on with me. We'll see how this baby runs.
Let's go, bro. Woo!
I'm surprised, Dave. This thing actually runs beautifully.
I told you, man, I know what I'm doing.
You can work on cars. You did a great job on this thing.
Thanks, bro. Pedal to the metal, Stan. Let's punch it.
All right, Dave. After all, it is a sports car. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, go, go, go. Woo!
What the hell? What is that? What the hell?
Oh, man.
Why am I now coasting?
Stan, I think we just dropped the block.
Dave!
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately,
yeah,
it's long out of print.
It sure is.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Dave the Waterman, my buddy, going to do some traffic here in just a little bit.
Is he your buddy, pal?
You better believe it.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm going to do some traffic here and then news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails about 30 minutes away from Broadway Joe. Let's put him to work right now. He's got a big job tonight. He's got a guest host with him. Mm-hmm. Roger's not on the show tonight, mm-hmm. So he's doing it with part-timer Ken.
Mm. That guy.
Haney's buddy.
Yeah. I don't really know him. I just know you warned me about him, and you've told me about all the things he's done behind my back.
Not cool, man.
K-Rock.
Not cool. All right, all right, all right. Woo!
Woo!
All right. Let's see. Let's start in Lee County. We have a disabled vehicle at Williams Road and Three Oaks Parkway, so be on the lookout for that there. We got two crashes in Fort Myers. First one's at Pine Island Road and South Tamiami Trail. And the second one is at Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive. And you are up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news.
What can you expect? Well, Haney's got the headlines for you. Sorry. Hit that one by accident. Didn't mean that.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know.
Okay.
Today is National Fast Food Day. That means lots of deal.
Really? Are fast food joints got deals going?
That's what they say.
All right.
Occasionally, we will do a story that will make a certain segment of the audience go, aww. And then we're vilified as we poke holes in that story as to how it may not be what you think.
Yeah, we warned you about that homeless guy, the $20, the woman broken down. We told you about that one. Everybody jumped us.
Yep. They raised $400,000 for a homeless gent. It was all a scam.
Yep. We told you. Told you.
New study out of Harvard University has determined the exact percentage of Americans that are into kinky things.
It's high. Everybody's got their own kink.
Dave has more than one.
I remember his was for a long time those female pole vaulters.
The Russian pole vaulters?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the bikini skiing.
Bikini skiing, yep.
Yeah, I feel left out.
Look, it doesn't have to be a bizarre kink.
I don't think I have one, though.
Well, I got them.
Right on, man. Right on, yeah. Stan.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
Damn right.
Pal.
Friend.
You guys got lots in common.
Oh, so much. Yeah, so much.
We'll tell you about the man who dressed up like a lady so he could buy a puppy with a stolen credit card.
Aww. Oh, aww. That's not the one. That's not the feel good.
And finally, we'll tell you how a selfie saved an innocent man from 99 years in prison.
Huh?
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, that's okay, damn. Buddy. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, pal.
It's 4 o'clock fluffer time.
Easy, guy.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
I haven't said. Oh, that's right. I don't say you. You just say me, and then I say Junior.
Should we start over?
Yeah, let's do it again.
All right.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Junior.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Oh, that smooth as silk, wasn't it?
Well-oiled machine.
There you go. November is National Impotency Month.
Dave. Yeah. Dave.
Yeah, right, brah.
So what better time than today to bring a frank discussion?
Yes. Yes. Frank direct discussion.
Yes. An adult frank yes, discussion.
Sure.
Honest.
Regarding the
top
interesting facts about impotency.
Top interesting facts about
I knew it was going to happen.
Come on, man.
Impotency.
No.
You can say it once, but if you start dwelling on it.
It goes crazy.
Yep.
Impotency.
It affects 30 million men in the United States, and a total of 5 admit it. Ironically, the number of men suffering from impotency is on the rise.
Okay. You're grandma. What about you, Dust?
Therapy can help if the shrink is hot enough.
Yep. No, what's that? Because I can hardly hear that.
Well, you blamed it on him being a warzy.
Yeah, well, now I'm hearing
that's a Trekkie thing.
Yeah. Was that Trek or Wars?
The first one.
That's a warzy.
That's me yawning.
That is.
All right, do it. Can you do it?
We've gone over this. I can't do it on command. I'm not a clown.
A performing seal.
You know what? Maybe D-Train should give him some hands-on instruction on how to do this.
Yeah. You know what? D-Train.
Yes?
Take the wheel. For just this segment, old time's sake, see if you still got it.
I'll see
there.
What I can do. He's got himself a new board over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but is his old stuff in there still? Yeah, bring up the old stuff.
Junior, make sure you keep an eye on this.
A little bit of the old magic.
Watch the master at work here.
Let's see. You know, just this break, we'll see. You know, it's been a while. See if D-Train still has the old magic.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready?
I'm loading stuff up.
Okay.
All right.
Just give us a thumbs up when you're ready.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because I can't see him. You tell me when he gives you a thumbs up.
One more. Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Watch the master.
God, that goes back decades.
Yeah, it sure does.
The master.
The master, right there. Good?
Yep.
All right, Haney, go.
If you suffer from it, you'll find... Are we ready?
It's called notifications.
Okay. All right. If you suffer from it, you'll find yourself unable to throw a football through a tire swing.
What? Come on, the mask.
No, I'm not stable.
Yeah, you like hearing yourself.
No, that's just funny.
You like yourself.
Shut
buddy.
Up, man.
Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you talking to me that way?
Man, you know, it just comes out.
Annie?
According to the National Association of Middle-Aged White Gentlemen, the only guaranteed cure is buying a Porsche.
And that's it.
Oh, Maxine's back.
But the fact of the matter is...
Get that straight.
Oh, you... God, I hate her.
Peach 45.
Literally...
And now she's in charge of our money.
Yep.
I'm a strong black woman.
You're stupid.
Don't you dare talk to me.
Don't you tell me what it is.
Raise your voice.
I'm out to impeach this president.
You know what? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know what it is you think you're doing. Quite frankly, when I listen to you and all the nonsense that comes out of your mouth, I'm just confused.
You and I have a different agenda, young man.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Listen, I'm recusing myself.
You should, but I'm confused by you.
I'm confused. Confused.
That's it, baby.
There's no quick fix for impotency, so don't waste your money on a boner belt.
Yeah.
Wait, this the dang me. I've freaking never been so boner freaking belt. Ticked off in my whole freaking 85 freaking years.
The causes of impotency include simple aging.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
High blood pressure.
Yeah.
And marriage.
What?
Dirty.
Hey!
You guys are doing good.
There she is.
Come down later for Moose.
Oh, thank you, baby. And finally, the very top interesting fact about impotency.
Yes.
She's lying. It mostly just happens to you.
Are y'all running an interview?
Oh, shut up.
Don't even worry about that.
That's it, baby.
And that, my friend, the four-month slicker. Thank you, D-Train.
Yeah.
What?
The mast.
Still got it.
I haven't heard from Maxine in a while.
Yeah, I haven't. Miss her.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
And that's very important.
It's very confusing listening to her.
Yeah, I can't find that.
It's all right. I'm confused.
No, you're not confused. No.
Email. Ahoy.
God, she's dumb.
Yes.
Painfully dumb.
She's in charge of our money now.
And she's stupid.
Yep, impeach 45.
Does not meet the smell test.
Oh. this email.
What?
Look.
You didn't give out the email address.
Oh. Thank you, Pretty.
Yeah, D-Train.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Okay.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
That's it.
And remember, StanandHaney.com. Use the Amazon link for all of your holiday shopping. It's so important to us, especially during the holidays.
You all right?
Oh, he's off the board now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's back to
Junior. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was, you know, watch. Everybody sitting back watching the mast. It was a beautiful thing.
The mast.
It's from Tyler, who writes, back on our question of the week. What's the furthest you've ever driven in one day, or most mileage in one day?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler writes, I got in a fight with my wife. I rode my Harley Davidson from Englewood, Florida to Beverly, Massachusetts, and did it in 19 hours just to show my old friend my new bike. 19 hours.
New bike with a lot of miles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of miles to put on a bike.
Yeah, and your lower back.
He was highly motivated.
Yeah.
Get as far away as he can.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, I think I know what you need to feel better. A Davectomy. No, that's not. Come on, buddy. We're right here. We're tight as ever.
My friend.
Yeah. He's been good today. He's clean-headed.
Come on,
no
man.
Clouds.
Well, that's because he's looking forward to doing a show with Ken.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Roger Marley not here. Dave is going to sit in with Haney's good friend, Ken.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, I just thank God for you. Because from all appearances, Ken seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Always nice to me.
Yeah.
But thanks to you, I know that it's all BS and that he is a backstabbing son of a bitch.
I didn't think I went into that deep a detail.
Yeah, it was pretty.
You kind of did.
Pretty damn close, Dan.
Who are you turning on?
Nobody.
Matter of fact, I remember you saying, yeah, don't mind Mr. Smiling in your face. You'll be pulling the knife out of your back.
Hey, twist it. Rusty knife. Guys, at the age of 19... Jeez, what was that when they still
1833?
Had Studebakers? At the age of 19, I drove from Lansing, Michigan to Venice, Italy.
Back when they had the ice bridge.
Yeah. I drove from Lansing, Michigan to Venice, Florida by myself, a distance a little over 1,300 miles. I did it in a little over 19 hours and had a flat tire coming off the old Skyway Bridge. Gas station coffee, gas station sandwiches, and a caffeine product called Vivrin. You familiar with it, Dave?
Hell yeah. Vivrin?
That's old school. What
is that, old school?
Is that for babies or something?
Yeah, that's weak.
Yeah. He's more of a White Cross kind of guy.
That's weak.
You ever have White Cross?
I'm not going to say.
Yes.
What is White Cross, Dave?
Not going to say, man.
You've had it.
Just speed.
Trucker speed from back in the 90s.
Yep. Speed pills. Man.
White Cross. Was good stuff, wasn't it?
I enjoyed myself.
Damn it,
I agreed to it.
So I watched a program on the Science Channel last night.
Science!
About Tesla's death ray. This team built a scaled-down version. It showed some of the same problems Tesla might have encountered. But the coolest thing was they sent up a drone, then from a distance of about 20 feet, blew it all to pieces, and to be sure they did it... And to be sure they blew it up, they did it a second time. Tesla, the smartest man ever.
Yep.
One comment on the voting debacle. Now we're counting ballots that weren't filled out correctly. To hell with that. If you can't fill out a ballot properly, your vote shouldn't count. It's true. When I signed that thing to put it in the mail, they said, if it's not done properly, make sure your vote counts. Do it properly.
It's your responsibility.
Correctly. They have teams of six people to a table, 100 for a total of 600 people.
Then they have to decide what that person intended to vote for. I say throw them out.
Yep.
Who knows what that person meant to vote for? Sorry, it just means you have people who oppose each other because out of the six, four of them are lawyers, two are Republicans, two are Democrats. Hell, like they're going to agree on anything. This is so stupid. Stupid.
So out of six people, four are lawyers, two are Republicans, two are Democrats.
Yeah, what does that add up to?
Whole heap of...
Six. Four of them are... Okay, two, four, five, six. That's eight. They say, throw them out. Out of the six, four of them are lawyers, two are Republicans. Oh, of the four lawyers, two are Republicans and two are Democrats.
Okay.
I get it now. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
You know, speaking of the death ray... I don't know if it has been deployed or not, but it theoretically could be. I know it's been deployed to Afghanistan. The military has something they call active denial. Dave, you're nodding your head. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it.
You're dozing off?
No. Dude, I'm not on nothing.
Are you tired?
That's why you're dozing off. Yeah,
I'm not dozing off, bro.
You know what? You could use a stiff drink.
Now, you know what?
Have you ever noticed he can't sip? He always chugs.
Can you continue?
Would you like a shot of whiskey?
No, man. No. I'm good.
You got to deal with that, Ken.
That is going to be a nightmare.
But anyway, what you would see is a standard-looking military truck pull up and what looks to be like a square satellite dish. And initially, you would have, you'd be a couple of football fields away. Mm. And if you intended harm, they would first verbally warn you. And they'd give you several warnings before they actually turn the thing on. And what it will do is, all invisibly to you, this directed energy will make you feel like you're cooking from the inside out.
Love it.
And people say that it's very hard to describe other than you want to be anywhere but where that is coming from. And it makes you, on instinct, turn and flee away from it. And some of the demonstrations are incredible. And, you know, that's one of the things that could be waiting because... The Democrats are trying to say, oh, it's not a big deal with these migrants. If they do show up and they pull the stunts that they pulled at the Mexican...
We can cook them from the inside.
At the Mexican border crossings, we're going to need things like that.
Broadway Joe's next. We're going to need a turnaround. He was 6-7 last week.
By the way, the Mexicans in Tijuana don't seem that welcoming, do they?
No, they don't. We'll be back.
It's nice to be important. But it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We'll have Dave the Waterman get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Then we'll tell you about your opportunity to go see the band Ghost at the Jackie Gleason Theater at the Fillmore Miami Beach. And then Broadway Joe is NFL Picks of the Week. But let's get things rolling. Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right. Stan, give me woo.
Woo!
Okay, we got three on the board here. Let's start in Lehigh Acres. We got a crash at Lee Boulevard in front of the Walmart Supercenter, so be on the lookout for that. Bonita Springs, we got a crash. Bonita Beach Road. And,
yep.
And then crash Fort Myers, Fowler Street, and Colonial Boulevard. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Dave. 96 K-Rock wants to help you ghost your family this Thanksgiving. Love that writing. Listen to win your tickets to see Ghost at the Jackie Gleason Theater at the Fillmore, Miami Beach, Saturday, November the 24th. One grand prize winner will meet the band and receive an autographed guitar. If you want more information, it's on the website, 96krock.com. He was, the first time this season, he had a losing record for the week.
still overall 74 wins, 47 losses, and two ties. Let's bring them on.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you, pal?
I'm doing okay. Getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that.
Yeah, oh yeah, you have the family over and all that fun stuff. I got to ask
Matter of fact, today I got in my first Christmas package.
Ah!
And I, my cousin, God bless her, she's got two very young boys. I think they're 5 and 7.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, what do kids that age really enjoy? And I came up with two answers. Cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians.
Sure.
And army men.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Astronauts, you're all right. They probably like.
You got a cold?
No, but with the change in the weather, my doctor says I suffer from what doctors call allergy.
Ah, gotcha. All right, so army men, and cowboys and Indians,
right.
Cops and robbers.
And so I ordered a pair of children's walkie-talkies.
Nice.
And they just arrived today.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like to take them out of the box and put the batteries in before I seal them back up.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, so they're ready to go Christmas morning.
And I had to test them because they're fun, you know?
Oh, yeah. I still love using a walkie-talkie.
And I turned it on and I just said, testing. And then I heard a couple of kids on the line.
Ah, yeah.
And they started wondering who it was. And they said, "Who's on this?" And you know what I said to them?
What'd you say?
Tinfoil. And it sounds like 10-4, see, but it wasn't what I was saying.
What you're doing? Were you able?
And then they said, "This guy's a jerk." And the other kid said, "Roger that." And I said, "Roger fat, tinfoil." And then I shut it off. Yeah.
You were able to fill out your ballot correctly, weren't you, Broadway?
Seems pretty simple to me. It's just, I think, number 2 pencil, is that it?
Yeah. No, you got to use ballpoint pen.
Just kidding.
let's take a look at the games here. 6 and 7 last week.
I stuck last week, didn't I?
God awful. Let's hope you can do better. By the way, did you have Seattle beating Green Bay last night?
No.
Let's start with the 1 o'clock games on Sunday, week number 11 in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys at the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, you know, they're saying in Dallas that this may be it for Jason Garrett. Big changes could be coming. Atlanta, well, I call them the hard luck team,
but I
think they'll get the job done at home.
All right, going with the Falcons over the Cowboys. Carolina going to Detroit to take on the Lions, another 1 o'clock game.
You know, as I always say, you got to give me a good reason to go against the home team, and I think Cam Newton's a good enough reason.
Going with Carolina on the road. Tennessee at the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, what do they say on any given Sunday? That's why last week was so tough. Who saw Tennessee taking the lumber to the Patriots?
Yeah, I know it.
I would want to call this for Indianapolis, but I've got to give Tennessee credit.
All right.
if they can do that to the Pats, they should have no trouble with Indianapolis.
All right, going with Tennessee on the road. Here's a couple of hard luck teams. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New York Giants in East Rutherford.
Well, I wouldn't call them hard luck teams, because when I call the Falcons that, it's because they've lost a lot of very close games. These teams are just bad.
Okay.
Since they must play and may not forfeit, I'll take the New York Football Giants at home.
All right, going with the Giants at home. The Texans going to Washington to take on the Redskins.
The Texans almost give me a reason to go against the home team, but not quite. I'll take the Redskins.
Going with the Redskins. The Pittsburgh Steelers heading to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. What has happened to Jacksonville?
Well, I'll tell you, a whole lot has changed since the last time these two teams met.
Yeah, because Jacksonville beat them the last time, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, weren't they? They were 3-0 or something at one point. Pittsburgh, they've got it coming together and peaking at the right time.
All right, going with the Steelers over Jacksonville. Cincinnati taking on the Ravens.
Well, both of these teams have let me down this season when I needed them. So all I can do is just go with the home team. And the fact that my understanding is A.J. Green's out for the game, that won't help the Bengals. So I like the Ravens.
All right, going with the Ravens. You're such a disappointment with the Oakland Raiders. They're taking on Arizona, the first of our 4 o'clock games. The Raiders at the Cardinal.
I am baffled by John Gruden.
Yeah, this guy takes over the team. Everybody thinks, oh, they're going to be great.
He took over a team with the potential to be a dynasty, and he has dismantled that team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I assume that he's got a comfortable long-term deal, but he's going to have to clear out that locker room, and hopefully the draft picks pay off for him, because he's going to have to do it all over again. I don't understand it at all. Arizona, they've been having a real down year, but historically they've done well over the past decade, and their running back, I believe, is coming back healthy. I'll take Arizona at home.
With Arizona at home. The Denver Broncos and the Chargers.
Well, the Chargers are very glad to be back at the soccer stadium.
Yep.
They have been on the road for 3 weeks straight and acquitted themselves well. I can't think of a reason in the world to go against the Chargers.
Going with the Los Angeles Chargers back home. These are 4 o'clock games. We got one more. The Philadelphia Eagles, who are a horrible football team, traveling to New Orleans, take on Drew Brees and the Saints.
Well, Drew Brees, quite obviously, a Hall of Famer. He's got him on all cylinders. And, you know, the question in New Orleans has been, well, who's he going to throw the ball to? They went out and got Dez Bryant. He immediately got hurt.
Yep.
So they have resurrected Brandon Marshall. And I imagine if he gets hurt, they'll be putting in calls to Duper and Clayton.
Yeah.
But with Drew Brees throwing the ball and New Orleans being at home, this should be a happy Sunday for Saints fans.
All right, going with the New Orleans Saints. Football night in America. What a matchup. A good central matchup. The Minnesota Vikings at Soldier Field taking on the Chicago Bears, who, you know what, they've got potential. I think the Bears have something.
Well, the Bears are on their way up. Minnesota, the past 2 years, boy, have they been good. And they overspent on a veteran quarterback who's neither good nor bad. Kirk Cousins, I don't think, is is the ticket to the Super Bowl.
No.
And they paid a lot of money, and they let go of three serviceable quarterbacks to accommodate him. I like the Bears.
I agree with you on that. I think the Chicago Bears are going to win Sunday night. Now, Monday Night Football, the Chiefs and the Rams, it was supposed to be played in Mexico. The field in Mexico, so bad, they say they wouldn't even have like a midget football team or a peewee football team on that field. So they bring it up to L.A. where all the fires are.
Well, I pointed that out several weeks ago, and I was called a racist.
Yes, 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 you were. You paid a hard price for that.
Yes. This very well could be, and it's great that they've got it on Monday night so the whole country can see it, because I've said it from week one. You're looking at the cream of the NFL with these two teams.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you like to watch an exciting game with points going on the board, this is the game for you. I think it'll be close, but I think Kansas City will get the job done.
Really? So you're picking the Chiefs on the road, which could very well be the Super Bowl come February. The Chiefs over the Rams.
It may come down to a field goal. You know, you could be looking at a score of 70-67.
Right. These teams have forfeited this week. Buffalo, Cleveland, Miami, New England.
That's for the best.
Yep, the Jets and San Francisco all saying they don't want to play. Essentially, you got six teams here. You can have three games, but all of them have quit for this week.
Well, that's true, and a lot of people criticize them, saying they're turning their backs on the fans, but it had to be done.
Yep, so those teams all forfeiting this week. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 11 in the NFL. His winners: Atlanta, Carolina, Tennessee, the Giants, Washington, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Arizona, the Chargers, New Orleans, Chicago. Monday night, that big matchup. Broadway likes the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'll tell you, if you only watch one football game this year, that's the one to watch.
And here's a little tip for you, Broadway. With the walkie-talkies now, the batteries run out really quick. If you want to have them for the kids Christmas morning, don't be playing with that walkie-talkie anymore.
Tin foil.
We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
You ask my opinion of draft card burners. I would answer this way. All past wars have been dirty, unfair, immoral, bloody, and second-guessed. However, history has shown most of them necessary. If you doubt that our free enterprise system in the United States is worth protecting, if you doubt the principles upon which this country was founded, that we remain free to choose our religion, our individual endeavors, our method of government, if you doubt that each free individual in this great country should reap awards commensurate only with his own efforts, then it's doubtful you belong here. If you doubt that people to govern us should be selected by their desire to allow us to strive for any goal we feel capable of attaining, then it's doubtful you should participate in their selection. If you are not grateful to a country that gave your father the opportunity to work for his family, to give you the things you've had, and you do not feel pride enough to fight for your right to continue in this manner, then I assume the blame for your failure to recognize the true value of our birthright. Now, I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman. And I love you too, son. But I also love our country and the principles for which we stand. And if you decide to burn your draft card, then burn your birth certificate at the same time. From that moment on, I have no son.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Mark Haney in the news. Coming up in just a second, we'll also check traffic with Dave the Waterman. And coming up at 6 o'clock, it'll be Ken and Dave.
Mm. You know, Stan, you really moved me with that last piece.
Yes.
Once we get traffic done, can I have a few minutes?
You sure can. Here's Dave with traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, boys. Woo!
Woo!
All right. Come on, Stan.
Woo!
All right. We got four on the board here. Let's start in Cape Coral. We got a crash, Nicholas Parkway and Pine Island Road, so be on the lookout for that there. We got three in Fort Myers. We'll start North Fort Myers, Bayshore Road, and New Post Road. There's a crash. Fort Myers crash, Tamiami Trail and Michael G. Rippey Parkway. And another crash, Nimitz Boulevard and State Road 82. Now you're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
You know,
thank you, Dave. Mm. Thank you.
You've got me feeling very patriotic, Stan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wish
yeah, we, the king.
In the land of cotton, old times are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Sing it, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in D.C. Dixieland, I was born early, Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
It's a beautiful flute.
It sure is.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna kick in now. It's gonna kick in now like he means it.
voice never left him.
Never. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're fantastic.
Thank you. Fantastic thank you audience. We're going to do news here. Junior, since Dave has left for a little bit, I need you to run outside. I have a friend out there. I need you to hand him a check. All right. Well, he should be out back. All right.
Hold no on. Questions asked,
nope,
Junior.
Just hand him a check.
You don't need to look at it?
No.
You don't need to speak to the man.
No, just hand him a check.
Try not to look him directly in the eye.
I gotta do a sidebar here. So, got any background music?
Not just, directly in just, the eye.
Just instrumental.
All right.
Just some instrumental. Because I gotta talk to Junior here for just a second. It should take 2 seconds. There we go. Okay, good. Stand by. I'll be back in 2 seconds. After the wedding. Oh, let me text him right now. Hold on.
You sure you can trust him?
Yeah. There we go. We should be good. If I see somebody give me a thumbs up when it comes back in, we good? Thumbs up on that one. All right, good. You sure you gave it to the right person?
Well, how okay. many guys you got waiting for you out there?
Well, we got a guy that's also bringing a soup.
Oh yeah.
I want to make sure. And then of course Ken's out there.
Uh oh. I hope he didn't give your money to Ken.
No. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the evening news and a special report on federal judges tonight in Trouble with the Law.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, Rovember 16th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Stan, you are a well-traveled gentleman.
Yes, I am.
You've walked the mean streets of Harlem. You've been rolled in Chicago.
Yep.
And you've also gone on an inspection tour of the BBC in London.
I have.
To see how it compares with our American broadcasting.
Yes. They still go by the old rules. You know, somebody in the hall right now. We have people coming out in the hallway
here. It'd
be
somebody with a bearskin hat running them out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, taking them right out. You know, the commotion that goes on in the back lot. And all, I'm telling you, they'd be bum-rushed out fast.
Now, I know when in New York you take the subway.
Yep.
When you were in London, did you take the tube?
I did.
Now, that's called the London Underground, is it not?
Correct.
According to my information, more than half of the London Underground stations are actually above ground.
Yes.
Well, why is that?
I don't know. Some are underground. Like, I remember going and taking the tube out to certain parts of the city, and yes, it goes above ground. A lot of them are underground, but there are some above ground.
Hmm. Another thing you can relate to. You are a fan of Bob Dylan.
Yes.
There is something about Bob Dylan and his music that is different from any other artist.
Well, they found out in 65 when he went electric.
Boom.
Boy, that Pete Seeger wanted to wring his neck.
Almost one out of three of Bob Dylan's songs make some sort of reference to the weather. One out of three.
Yeah. Yeah.
No other artist comes even close to that many.
Hard rain's gonna fall. Sure.
Rainy day woman.
Yup. Yeah.
Nobody's close to that. The Beatles are in second place at 16%.
Right. About weather.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a song simply called Rain. It's true.
There have been 34 Hollywood movies adapted from video games. I didn't know there were that many.
I know one of them, Hitman.
Mm-hmm. My favorite, Postal.
Oh, yeah.
You've never seen Postal? Do yourself a favor. It's not for everyone, but I think you would enjoy it. That's not for general audiences. I do have a clip from it if you'd like to hear it. Would you like to hear it? This is from the movie Postal.
You know, my father died in Auschwitz.
My grandpa died also in Auschwitz. He fell from a watchtower.
It just still has its sting to it.
It does. So, 34 Hollywood movies adapted from video games. It all started with the ill-advised Super Mario Brothers in 1993.
Yeah, think about that.
Now, since 1993, only the two most recent movies have scores over 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. That would be the new Tomb Raider and Rampage.
Right.
But again, that movie I referenced, it's not for everybody.
No, it's not for everybody. That's...
Did I make you watch that?
No.
Did you watch it?
No, it was just the first time I heard that cut. Now, keep in mind, and something like that might have happened, but you don't want to hear something like that.
No.
You don't want to hear that.
No. Occasionally, on this very broadcast, we will do a story that causes certain people to go, aww, and then they become very angry as we poke holes in the story and tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah, tell you the truth.
Well, it's not our fault that the truth is what it is. A woman named Katie McClure ran out of gas in Philadelphia in the middle of the night, and she didn't have any cash. A homeless gent named Johnny Bobbitt walked to the gas station, learned of Kate's plight, and gave her his last $20 bill to help her out.
How many of us remember that story? I'm getting all emotional about it.
Homeless man gave her everything he had. So Kate and her husband, Mark D'Amico, set up a GoFundMe to thank Johnny Bobbitt.
I'm going to give him a little head start. He's fell on tough times.
And the American people have wonderful, love-giving hearts. So, as you might imagine, the GoFundMe went viral and wound up bringing in over $400,000.
Yep.
Such a heartwarming story. And it's all a lie.
Yep. Do you remember a couple of months ago where
the guy only got a certain amount of it, and they ran off with all of it, and they were all saying, oh, these two, this couple of dirt bags.
Took
advantage of a homeless guy. Well, it goes beyond that. He was in on it, too.
Apparently, Kate and Mark met Johnny Bobbitt about a month earlier and met up with him a few times and gave him some money. They all came up with the scheme together.
Yep.
Kate and Mark were also counting on a book deal coming out of it. Now they are all facing criminal charges of conspiracy and theft by deception. Kate and Mark turned themselves in on Wednesday, and Johnny was arrested later that night.
Unbelievable. See what and I believe when that story first came out, we did it here on this show as a feel-good story, mm-hmm. and then we picked it apart.
And things like that do such tremendous damage.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily damage that you will see, but if you're one of the people that gave these con artists $400,000, you're not going to be as quick on the trigger the next time somebody
needs help.
You're
not going to want to donate.
But then again, you can't go the Stan way and say that they're all corrupt.
Well, very rarely do I find one of these things where there's not a crack in the story.
Well, if you look at things and you look at who benefits, there's usually one answer.
Yep.
The Clinton Foundation.
Always.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, according to a new study out of Harvard University, people are far kinkier than you may realize. When you add it all up, 62% of us are into something naughty.
Into something.
22% of the people in the study say they're into fetish stuff.
Another stuff. You know, what about the furries?
And another 40%, they don't say they're into it.
Yeah.
They say they're intrigued.
Oh, yeah.
That means about 2/3 of everybody.
Yeah.
In terms of the most common fetish stuff people have done, 58% have used some inanimate object. 46% say they straight up have done some sort of bondage or S&M.
Gotta have a safe word.
40% have enjoyed the naughtiest, filthiest type of sexual activity. And 24% have been involved in group encounters.
Yeah.
The study found the most popular fetish is humiliation and power.
Yeah, well, that's your S&M stuff. I'm going to tell you something. It's years ago, and it was really a piece of art, but it was total fetish kink. Remember the Crush video?
Yeah.
You had this sexy woman, and she had on her nylon and fishnet stockings,
stiletto heels,
and it was like, they had the music, it was like, wow, and she's
stepping on
stuff, living stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting off with small stuff. Everybody's stepped on a bug. Have you stepped on a rodent? And it's the I guess I'm not into this, but I guess the kink, it gets really strange because eyes popping out, the blood gushing, getting on the shoe, and the film, it was done high end. It was like high end stuff.
Yeah, there was an effort made.
There was a big time effort. If you're turned on by this, what a woman.
and no problem.
Oh, fearless.
Putting the lights out on things.
Nope.
Can't take it back once you see it, too. There's, you know, people think, oh, you know, I've seen it all. Your brain has little bits of innocence still left.
Waiting to be slaughtered.
And once you see something, I'm telling you the truth, you cannot take it back. It's burned there forever. And seeing that, a little piece of my innocence was taken away.
And replaced with regret.
Yep. Why did I see that? Why did I have to watch that?
Is there any way I can unsee this? No?
No. And it's a kink. Look at it. You know what? And I don't even have to guess. And I don't want to see it up on any screen. But Junior right now just looked up crush videos, and a part of his innocence just left him.
Was he not listening to what you're saying?
Don't you listen to what I say?
He just told you don't do that.
You can't take it away now.
I can't take it away. I was just curious. I've never heard of that before.
A lot of people curious.
Well, now I lost a little bit of my soul.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
By your own hand.
Yeah, it's my fault.
And you know what? 20 years, 30 years from now, you're going to go and somebody's going to bring up something, and you'll remember what you just saw. Because you can't get it out of your head.
I wonder if he'll remember that you told him not to do it.
I tried. But I guess you got to learn on your own. You can't take advice from your elders. You got to learn on your own.
I won't even.
Don't even. Because there's
The worst.
We tried to destroy that, but you can destroy something, but it doesn't destroy what's in your head. We saw something that nobody should have seen.
That was so bad.
That was bad. I still have flashbacks to it every once in a while. That was so bad.
Yeah, I remember what was burned into my head after seeing that was, that's an affront to God.
Yes! And it was like, we're saying, we don't want this in our possession.
Don't let your curiosity lead you down a dark road.
Because whatever you think, you'll find what you're looking for. If you want to go that route.
Yeah, because we weren't looking for it. It was thrown at us.
Yep. Oh, another thing in the mail. Yep. What's this? You know, no return address. What is this?
Bah. Sorry about that, folks.
Yep, but word of caution.
Last month, 29-year-old Bryant Farfan of Largo, dressed as a woman so that he could use a stolen credit card to buy a $4,000 dog, specifically a French bulldog puppy at the pet store. And it worked because he made for a convincing lady.
He's done this before, speaking of a kink.
He doesn't have especially feminine features, but he slapped on a black wig and some makeup and comes out looking like, well, perhaps an ugly relation of Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. Jeez.
Police located him yesterday and arrested him. The puppy has not been located, but police say they're following some leads and they don't believe that the puppy has been harmed. But,
He's done it before. This isn't the first time for him. He's done this before.
See, I don't need to know that.
No, you don't need to know that.
Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, never thought I'd be doing a story that makes the point that selfies are a good thing. There's a 21-year-old gent named Christopher Procopia in Georgetown, Texas. In September of last year, he was arrested at his job in front of everybody after his ex said Christopher broke into her house and sliced the letter X into her chest with a box cutter. Christopher was looking at 99 years in Texas prison on a charge of felony burglary with intent to commit other crimes until he was saved at the last minute by a selfie. His ex said he brutally attacked her on September 20th, 2017, at around 7:20 p.m. Now, Christopher had an alibi. He said he was with family on that day at that time, a good 65 miles away from his ex's house.
With the ex.
Yes. And nobody believed him until he realized something. He had posted a selfie on Facebook, complete with timestamp and geolocation on the photo, that showed it would have been impossible for Christopher to have committed the crime he was accused of. It took a long, long time to clear his name. But the prosecutors have now completely dropped all charges against him. The ex eventually, after being confronted with the evidence, admitted she made the whole thing up because she was angry at him.
Capable of anything.
And so far, she's not facing any charges.
Blameless?
For falsely accusing Christopher. But the police say their investigation into her continues.
Completely blameless.
And capable
of anything.
Dun, 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 dun. And that's the news for today, Friday, November 16th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Give you a preview of what's coming up tonight after 6. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the after nizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey! Everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Thank you for spending the entire week. Greatly appreciated. Dave's going to do some traffic for you right now.
And then hell yeah.
Then he's going to tell you what's coming up on the big show starting at 6.
Woo!
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, boys. Woo! Woo! Yeah, man. Big day, big day.
Oh, big day.
All right, let's start.
Big day for Big Dave.
Damn right, Mark. Yeah. All right, Bonita Springs, we got a crash, Bonita Beach Road.
Talk serious.
No, seriously, it's right there in front of the Sunshine Ace Hardware, so be on the lookout for that. Right on, right on.
Is that your broadcasting voice?
Not really, bro. I just do my thing, man. All right, Estero, we got a crash. Everglades Parkway in Jermaine Arena.
What is it?
It's Everglades Parkway at Jermaine Arena. We got a crash over that way.
It's the Hertz Center now, isn't it? Hertz
Arena.
Oh,
that's, well, all right, I'm just reading copy.
Although they haven't changed the sign yet.
True, true. All right, and one more crash report, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and Treeline Avenue, and you are up to date.
Appreciate it, Dave. Roger Marley, not in this evening.
Do we know why?
Feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah.
And so he had to make a determination. Do we keep the Waterman on from 6 to 8 doing it? Well, according to program director Jeff
Zito, people are getting spoiled, man.
He wants Dave on. So, working the board and making sure everything's on time will be Haney's buddy, part-timer Ken. And you don't even know him.
No, I be honest with you.
You don't seem to like him much.
No, he doesn't particularly strike me as a nice individual.
Well, I don't.
Well, I got to tell you, Stan, I did tell Dave some of the things you told me about Ken, about how he's not to be trusted.
Yeah. Right.
And he'll stab you in the back.
Comes across very nice, watch out for him.
Yep. Messing with Haney's computer. Yeah, messing with all of
his
stuff.
He's a hands-on.
His ghost.
Very handsy.
Uses a lot of tissue in here when he's alone.
He
He doesn't he? He uses a lot of tissue when he's alone.
And what about your whiskey?
Yeah, and,
and he's nipping.
It's watered
down. Is his whiskey empty?
That's mine.
No, it's still got some.
That's mine. It's going down, Stan. I haven't had none.
But somebody's nipping.
I'm telling you, man. So, you know, that's what's coming up on the show.
Anytime anything bad happens, I go, Stan, who's doing it? He told me it's that Ken.
Yep.
Are you having a cockfight tonight?
We'll be having that coming up. No doubt about that. There's always the cockfight, Stan.
Yeah, well, I don't even know that you got anything to say about it because Ken's in charge.
Yeah, Ken's in charge.
Oh, really?
If he wants to do the cockfight, he'll do the cockfight.
Really?
Yeah, Ken's running things.
He's the boss.
Oh, that guy's in for it tonight, bro.
Let's laugh.
I'm not happy with him.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
You guys like food? Yeah, we can get on board for food. I'm on the road a lot, and the only way I know I'm going into a halfway decent restaurant is if I see that little red sticker on the front door of a restaurant that says Zagat rated. It's very comforting. You know, you're like, oh, Zagat rated it. How nice. But they never say what the rating is, which I find odd. That's like going into a bar wearing a t-shirt you made for yourself that just says AIDS tested. You're all cocky about it, like, what up? Girls coming up to you, like, what were the results? You're all like, results don't matter. It's just an honor being tested. Any vegans in the house? Any vegans? Silence. Either there are no vegans or they passed out because they're anemic. Passed out like half an hour ago. I saw this hilarious news story on TV recently about vegan sexuals. Have you guys heard that term? I did not make that up. That is a real thing. A vegan sexual, according to this news story, is a vegan who's decided he or she is only going to have sex with other vegans. Vegan sexual. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's weird, because I thought we already had a word for that, and it was vegans. No one wants to have sex with a vegan. Like, I've never been at a bar and been like, oh, dude, look, that girl's only eating cabbage and almonds. Bet she smells great down there.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday. Do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey.
How are you, pal?
I'm doing okay. Getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that.
You have the family over and all that fun stuff. I got to ask you.
Matter of fact, today I got in my first Christmas package.
Ah!
And I... My cousin, God bless her, she's got two very young boys. I think they're 5 and 7.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, what do kids that age really enjoy? And I came up with two answers. Cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians.
Sure.
And army men.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you're all right.
You got a cold?
No, but with the change in the weather, my doctor says I suffer from what doctors call allergy.
Ah, gotcha. All right, so army men, cowboys and Indians,
right.
Cops and robbers.
And so I ordered a pair of children's walkie-talkies.
Nice.
And they just arrived today. Mm-hmm. And I always like to take them out of the box and put the batteries in before I seal them back up.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, so they're ready to go Christmas morning.
And I had to test them because they're fun, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I still love using a walkie-talkie.
And I turned it on, and I just said, testing, testing. And then I heard a couple of kids on the line.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And they started wondering who it was. And they said, who's on this? And you know what I said to them?
What'd you say?
Tinfoil. Tinfoil. And it sounds like 10-4, see, but it wasn't what I was
saying.
Is that
saying. What you're doing? Were you
and
able?
Then they said, this guy is a jerk. And the other kid said, Roger that. And I said, Roger fat, tinfoil. And then I shut it off. Yeah.
You were able to fill out your ballot correctly, weren't you, Broadway?
Pretty simple to me. I think number 2 pencil, is that it?
Yeah. No, you got to use a ballpoint pen.
Just kidding.
Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 11 in the NFL. His winners: Atlanta, Carolina, Tennessee, the Giants, Washington, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Arizona, the Chargers, New Orleans, Chicago, Monday night, that big matchup. Broadway likes the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'll tell you, if you only watch one football game this year, that's the one to watch.
And here's a little tip for you, Broadway. With the walkie-talkies now, the batteries run out really quick. If you want to have them for the kids Christmas morning, don't be playing with that walkie-talkie anymore.
Tin foil.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 KROQ.